everybody. Welcome to the Big Noisy Bug Movie Podcast. The podcast that may toy with your emotions, but will never, ever play with your weebles. I'm your host, Pete Pollock, and this week on the show, Terms of Endearment. A film with a really big cast, and, well, what more can I say about it? I'm sure I'll think of something. Let's find out. I went into this film thinking bad thoughts. Terms of Endearment, mid-1980s, ultimate chick flick, and I wasn't real excited about watching it. Imagine my surprise when the movie starts off pretty good. I won't say strong, but it was definitely interesting, and there's some little bits of comedy and, you know, quirky, and I'm watching this, and I'm thinking, James L. Brooks, you know, this might turn out okay. I might actually enjoy myself in spite of myself. And it stayed that way for a while. It's got a great cast. Let's just get that right out in front. You know, you've got Shirley MacLaine, you've got Deborah Winger, you got Jack Nicholson, you got Jeff Daniels, Danny DeVito has a small role. You've just got great people all over the place on this thing. And so it's hard to go wrong, and they really don't go wrong. But about, I don't know, halfway through or maybe a little bit past that, you start to feel a little bit manipulated. The story is primarily Shirley MacLaine, who is a mother who is, well, she's odd. She's Shirley MacLaine. Let's face it. Shirley MacLaine is a great actress, but she has a character that directors love to have her play. And that character is kind of tough, a little strange, kind of fun, and hard as nails. Says what she thinks, and that's the character that she's playing in this film. So she can do that with her eyes closed, and occasionally she does. But she handles that that role pretty well, and she is raising her daughter after her husband dies, and all this is set up in about 5 minutes. You jump from year to year, almost decade to decade, in vignette style. Her daughter grows up rather quickly, in that case, to be Deborah Winger. And Deborah Winger is, she's playing a role that Deborah Winger can play with her eyes closed. Kind of down-to-earth, straightforward, a little bit fun, and, just a solid, solid kind of girl-next-door type. She rather quickly in the first 5 or 10 minutes manages to get married to Jeff Daniels, who Shirley MacLaine rather predictably doesn't like. And Jeff Daniels turns out to be a pretty decent guy until later on when he turns out to be less of a decent guy, but then he turns out to be a decent guy again. And this is where, they get married. He's a college professor. They head off to Iowa. She grows up in Texas, and they head off to Iowa, so they're miles away from her mom. And her mom is kind of lonely, and, Jeff Daniels and Deborah Winger, their family grows. They end up with 3 kids, and they end up with the kind of marital troubles that are not that unusual for people who have, you know, grown together and then maybe gotten a little bored with each other or whatever, but are still pretty much in love. In the meantime, Shirley MacLaine gets lonely and, bides her time manipulating the men around her, all of whom are in love with her, even though she's hard as nails and really doesn't give in to any of them and, you know, doesn't offer them any type of emotional or physical outlet, yet she still has a troop of guys following her around that seems to grow in every scene. She eventually gets bored with that process and falls for Jack Nicholson, who lives next door. And who couldn't fall for Jack Nicholson if you're Shirley MacLaine and you're living next door to him? Jack Nicholson is a retired astronaut, and he's working the chicks. He's out there, and he's dating women who are, you know, probably half or a third of his age. You can guess that Shirley MacLaine's character probably has a lot of things to say about that, and she does. But she falls for him, they end up together, and he's still kind of the party guy, and she's very prim and proper in a lot of ways, and it kind of doesn't work out, but then maybe later on it does. Well, these are the things that go on. You have to have plot devices to push the movie along. The movie doesn't really follow the standard plot of, let's have something happen near, you know, set everything up, have something happen, carry it through, and then there's some pivot point, and everything turns and wraps up. It's just really a series of things happening until later on, when inevitably Deborah Winger's health is called into question. And that brings people together and sometimes drives them apart. And that's the point where the movie, in my opinion, starts to get a little bit manipulative. Kind of a lot manipulative. And to me, it lost its way. It didn't lose its way like it doesn't know where it's going. It lost its way because it had a good direction early on and then kind of goes into this thing where it becomes a real tearjerker and a heart tugger and all those other things. And it kind of does it a little bit predictably. And it's not unenjoyable, but, you know, you can see it coming. And I always hate that kind of stuff where you know you're being manipulated and you can't do anything about it. Now, there it is. It's on the screen and you're just... You know, they've got you by the nostrils and they're just dragging you around. And so the last third of the movie or so really kind of, you know, it didn't wreck it, but it left me with a bad taste in my mouth. So I have to say that this one is a rent it. It's kind of middle of the road rent it. I'm not going to give it a strong rent it. I'm not going to give it a weak one. It's all right. It's an okay movie. It's worth watching for the cast. I'll tell you, you know, Jack Nicholson is good in pretty much everything. And really, Shirley MacLaine is good in pretty much everything. And Jeff Daniels is good in pretty much everything. And Deborah Winger is probably good in everything I've seen her in. So, you know, you've got a good cast. And they work it for all it's worth. But, you know, like I say, that manipulation... All movies are exercises in manipulation on some level. But when it becomes obvious that they're manipulating you, that just gets tiresome. So it's a rent it. Go out and get it if you get the chance. And if you don't sweat too much. Next week on the show, I should be ready with the outro music, right? That would be really slick if I had been. Next week on the show... Next week on the show, Amadeus. Rock me, Amadeus. This is one I actually did see long, long, long time ago. And I remember it being kind of weird, kind of interesting, and very, very musical. We'll see if my memory's any good. I'll let you know next week. Until then, this is Pete Pollock. This is the Big Noisy Bug Movie Podcast, a production of the Big Noisy Bug Media Empire. Check out the Chico Walker Show at thechicowalkershow.com if you get the chance, or at bignoisybug.com, either one. It's in both places. It's all over the internet. It's kind of like paint spatter. Anyway, check it out if you can. See you next week.